In Chicago, gun violence remains epidemic. There's been more than 2,000 shootings this year. Much of the violence there is gang-related. Chicago is fertile ground for Spike Lee's new movie, a satire about ending the killing. Critic Bob Mondello says the film, which is titled Chi-Raq, is adapted from an ancient Greek play, but it's pretty current.
This is an emergency.
This warning flashes on screen in red block letters, setting up the newscaster who will set up the title.
Homicides in Chicago, Illinois, have surpassed the death toll of American special forces in Iraq.
Hence, Chi-Raq. During the title sequence, rapper Nick Cannon, who plays an up-and-coming rap star in the film, underscores the urgency in song.
City of Chi-Raq, get your bed, mate.
Do you want justice?
Please pray for my city.
But his character is a gang leader, and when one of his concerts erupts in gun violence and he shrugs it off as an occupational hazard, his girlfriend decides she's had enough. Her name is Lysistrata, and if that rings ancient Greek theater bells, you'll be able to guess what happens next. Aristophanes wrote a satire 2,000 years ago in which his Lysistrata convinced war-weary women in Athens and Sparta that their men would lay down their weapons if they just denied them sex. Chi-Raq's Lysistrata and her girlfriends head over to the south side home of a rival gang leader's girlfriend with exactly that proposal.
Total abstinence from knocking the boots.
Understandable reaction. A few minutes later, though.
Man, you really think something like that could bring peace?
Y'all know the power we have over them withholding just a day. Imagine a month. A year. Oh, they gonna bring the peace.
So they take a pledge.
Repeat after me. I will deny all rights of access or entrance.
I will deny all rights of access or entrance.
From every husband, lover, or male acquaintance.
From every husband, lover, or male acquaintance.
Who comes to my direction? In erection.
You'll note that they're rhyming. Spike Lee and his co-writer, Kevin Wilmot, aren't just updating Greek satire. They're doing it in verse, which adds a degree of artificiality, obviously, but also means the dialogue feels like an extension of the hip-hop on the soundtrack.
There was a time in the summer when it got hot. Your child could go outside and play and not get shot.
That's Angela Bassett as an oracle with vision. The men, for the most part, are objects of derision. See, this rhyming thing is catching. One exception, a pastor whose sermon at a child's funeral is not in verse and gains power from that difference. It rings with a fury the audience will share after watching a mother scrub her daughter's blood from a sidewalk.
You cannot murder our children! Then go back to the crib! Turn on SportsCenter, eat a Whopper and fries, and act like nothing ever happened. We will not allow this self-inflicted genocide to continue.
Chi-Raq marks a return for Spike Lee to the vigorous agitprop filmmaking that first brought him fame, but he's a far more accomplished blender of seriousness and showmanship now. Put together the conviction and anger of Do the Right Thing, the sultry feminism of She's Gotta Have It, and the sheer star power of the likes of Wesley Snipes, Jennifer Hudson, Samuel L. Jackson, and even if the result feels a little uneven in Chi-Raq, it is bracingly persuasive, a cinematic call to action as potent as it is timely. I'm Bob Mondello.
I was born in Chicago. Killers everywhere you go. Can't even sit on the porch because them bullets be trying to score. And look, kids be wanting more to play around in the playground. Instead, they gotta stay down and pray it's safe inside that door. But it ain't fun when they get the guns up. Put them down. Shooter then look like a clown. Got your family going so crazy. Young girls keep having babies. Mama said she crying. They weak, lost their baby to the streets. I'ma pray every day to get my family out the hood. I'ma pray every day to get my family.